At 6:06, it is fair and 67 degrees this morning in Tulsa. We should warm to 88 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We begin in the middle of the Muskogee Turnpike. There's a big mess there overnight. Two semis and three cars have collided near the Highway 69 exit. One of the trucks loaded with cattle. The cows now scattered across the roadway. The Highway Patrol and the Department of Transportation cleaning up the mess. Still this morning, the roadway is closed in that area. Voters head to the polls today in Tulsa and in Glenpool. Tulsa County Election Board Secretary Patty Bryant is hoping for a bigger-than-normal turnout.
Well, these type of elections usually don't turn out that many voters, but we hope that people will go vote. It's a very important issue that I hope people will study and then go to the polls and vote.
Tulsa voters are deciding the fate of a $38 million school bond issue for technology and security, while at Glenpool, voters are considering a $1 million school bond issue. On State Capitol Watch this morning, the Oklahoma state income tax cut is a done deal. But as Marshall Stewart reports, you won't see it for a couple of years.
Governor Mary Fallon has pushed for a tax cut since she took office in 2010, and yesterday she signed a bill to cut Oklahoma's top income tax rate to 5%. It doesn't happen until 2015, though. The bill reduces the state's top income rate that most Oklahomans pay from 5.25% to 5% beginning January 1st, 2015. A second cut to 4.85% will take effect in 2016 if state revenues continue to rise. The bill also provides $120 million for improvements to the state capitol. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
The power is back on in Tulsa after nearly 12,000 customers spent part of the night without service. A large section of East Tulsa lost power after some problems with transformers. TransCanada seeks a restraining order to keep protesters from interfering with pipeline construction in Oklahoma.
We'll do what we need to do to protect ourselves and protect, frankly, from risk of injury for the workers, as well as those who go out there and attach themselves to a backhoe or a side boom or something else that, quite frankly, puts them in harm's way.
Jim Prescott is a spokesman for the TransCanada Project. The lawsuit is against the Great Plains Tar Sands Resistance Group. The Tulsa County Health Department is purchasing pesticide in advance of the mosquito season. John Baker with the department says it's also time to begin getting ready for the West Nile virus.
We also are currently setting out 75 mosquito trapping sites throughout Tulsa County, and I anticipate that we will begin collecting those within about 2 weeks and then follow that up with ongoing testing throughout the summer.
Last year, there were more than 30 cases of West Nile reported in Tulsa County. The former financial secretary of the First United Methodist Church in Stillwater is charged with embezzlement.
Court records show 43-year-old Dana Sue Eckhart is charged with embezzling more than $141,000 from the church since 2009. She has pleaded not guilty and is free on a $50,000 bond. An affidavit says church officials went to police in January with an audit showing that Eckhart had written unauthorized checks to herself, her husband, and others from 2009 through 2012. She's due in court for preliminary hearing June 3rd. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
Our weather forecast, sunny and very warm today, 88 for a high. Tonight, clear, down to 67 for a low, and tomorrow, afternoon and evening thunderstorms and a high of 78. Right now in Tulsa, it is mostly clear and 67. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.